Voices of Hope is a podcast of New Hope Presbyterian Church in Castle Rock, Colorado. You can listen to our sermons, interviews, and Pastor Pod on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and any popular podcast platforms. Welcome to Pastor Pod, our first in a series of podcasts when Pastor Russ and I, Pastor Jordan, get together to give our best answers to your questions about the Bible, theology, and life. Please enjoy. Welcome back to another episode of Pastor Pod. This week, we're going to talk about what does it mean to be reformed and always reforming? How do we make our decisions, especially in Reformed tradition, the Presbyterian Church? And one of the questions we've been touching on the last couple weeks is, you know, is there any absolute truth? And how do we follow God's truth? How do we follow God's love? What does that look like? Who makes that decision ultimately? And at the end of the last episode, I mentioned that that's what I appreciate about the Reformed tradition is that we are trying to listen to the Spirit as it speaks to us as a body rather than one person. So if one person comes in, like at your church, they go to session and they say, hey, I believe God wants us to, you know, put up one of those, you know, dancing guys like at the car sales lot, you know, the air ones. And
that's a good idea.
We because that'll that. Get people to come into church. God's been telling me that. We have the opportunity to be like, all right, well, let's pump the brakes.
Let's host Burning Man in our parking lot.
We'll take some time and prayer and talking together to see if the Spirit's also saying that to us.
Yeah.
So, in terms of, I guess, the sexuality question, it's been a question that you have said has been talked about for like since the 70s in the PCUSA.
Yeah, it's been correct? On the front burner since then, yeah. And even in the 60s around the sexual revolution, what it was called, and before that. Yeah, so it was talked about. So in the Reformed tradition, it seems to me there's two issues, power and authority. And there's different ways to deal with it. How do you handle power and how do you handle authority? And there's several different ways to do it. In the Reformed tradition, we don't trust either one. And we don't trust them with people for very long. And we don't trust them individually with people. We want some mutual accountability. So we counsel together. We put our heads together and hearts together. And then we arrive at decisions together that are binding. We're accountable to those decisions. But then we're not satisfied with that. We don't even trust that. That we trust that, you know, as more knowledge comes to mind or something we hadn't considered beyond the limitations of who we are, then we'll have to figure that one out and again take it in. It's because we don't entrust power and authority to one person. We don't have bishops, priests, and cardinals, popes, and all the different, you know, kinds of different things where in some traditions they do. And we call each other, and we don't allow that. So in our tradition, for instance, as you know, we have very little authority beyond what we do in the pulpit. Mm-hmm. We get one vote when it comes to voting in session, and there are a number of things for which, you know, our job is you know, it's either by the truth and the example of who we are. It was a phrase out of Barman, that's where our authority comes from. Is it true? And is it true to our lives? And if we don't do that, then nobody should be following us. So we don't get to use power just because we said so.
So then talking about that, how we as a body can decide particularly what God is leading us to in our context. Does that mean maybe Denver Presbytery and Chicago Presbytery are doing different things?
Mm-hmm.
And is that okay? Or does the accountability, because what if Denver Presbytery says, Chicago, you can't do that?
Right. Yeah, so you have to have some agreement. What's binding on everybody, and then what's done more at the local level? And the truth is, it is different. And if it's not all that different between Chicago and Denver, it would be different in a whole different country, whole different time. And so What are the things that are binding upon everyone? That's why we have a constitution. That's why we have those things. And we all agree to stay within the boundaries that have been set by that constitution. How we work out those within those boundaries, we have a lot of freedom to do. And so it will look different in Denver than it does in Chicago, certainly different than it does in Harare in Zimbabwe, where we have our partnership. We're not even bound by the same constitution as much by the same principles, but within a denomination, ideally, here are the boundary. Don't go beyond those places. As long as you stay within there, then you work that out. And I think that's where all the freedom and the discussion back and forth is. People are trying to do the best thing and trying to be faithful in their time and place.
So then I think people will ask, well, what's... I think there's a lot of misconceptions about us.
No way.
The denominations and things like that.
Right.
One of the things that I always talk about in confirmation with our students is, you know, when we talk about our structure and then non-denominational churches,
right.
They're called that because they don't have that structure. Right. Right?
Yeah.
And, so they don't have that broader accountability, outside of just that one church.
Correct.
Right. That's all held within it.
Yeah.
What's the benefit then of having all that accountability? Because that just sounds like Big Brother.
Yeah.
Looking over you. You should just be able to do what you want as a church. I mean, I think you already answered it with the power and authority, not trusting it in one place for too long.
Right. Well, and so I don't think there is one answer, to be honest. I mean, when we talk as Presbyterians, as a denomination, we are one aspect. It's like a family. We have our own family traditions. We have one way of answering those things. There have been times and places where a very hierarchical church has worked well, and then it's failed disastrously. There's been times when a congregational, where you just each congregation does their own thing, has worked well. And then there's times when it fails disastrously. There's been times within the Presbyterian denomination and the way we do things, it has worked well, and then where it's failed. So I don't think anybody has a corner on structure in terms of what's the right one. You have yours, and you work with it, and you do your best with it. And what I like about ours is, yes, we'll make mistakes, but we have a way of figuring it out, and we can correct ourselves. And yes, it is slower than a non-denominational congregational kind of approach, but the history of those kind of churches of blowing apart and no way to correct themselves, no way to be accountable to, and the results of that are, I'll take going slow and slow and more being more deliberate, and then trying to figure out ways to be responsive to our culture and environment. I'll take that every day, as frustrating as that can sometimes be. Sometimes what's frustrated is my ego, and my ego needs to be frustrated sometimes. So it's not to say that this is right and they're wrong. Everybody has something that works, and then they have to figure out what happens when it doesn't. And what I like about our particular expression is it has a way of figuring that out and making a course correction without blowing everything up.
Do you want to hear my illustration of how I explain this in confirmation?
I would love to hear it.
To our teenagers.
Yes.
Because I think sometimes for younger folks, it just sounds like, it's just a bunch of rules and people trying to correct you and things. And so I said, well, if the illustration is, while we're in church in the class, if the zombie apocalypse would happen right now.
I already like your answer. You had me with zombie apocalypse.
While we're in church, we are stuck here and we have to live here together. Of course, there's going to be some guidelines and ground rules of how do we do that? How do we keep each other safe? How do we,
yes,
you know, and so that's why, you know, rules aren't always bad, but there are ways to help us know how to live with one another and where the boundaries are, right? And so that's why I think the reform structure with our presbytery and session and assembly sometimes really frustrates me, but in the end, I think it's the best system we have to help us live with one another, right?
Yeah. Yeah. No,
to keep us away from the zombies.
Yeah. Or keep the zombie within us at bay. Right, I mean, I think that's the piece of it. Mm-hmm. It is every bit the same frustrations that are held within the American government. And the reason being, as we will tell people, is that the Presbyterian Church in the United States and the American government were being formed about the same time, and they were being informed by some of the same principles, particularly the Church of Scotland and some of those things. And so that suspicion of power and the checks and the balances and the way that you are deliberate and you aerate power and all of those kind of principles all came from the same kind of experience, particularly out of the Church of Scotland, where we all came from.
And so then, rather than saying our denomination is more right than your denomination, we can also say different house, different rules.
Yeah,
right?
It's true.
You go to different people's houses, they, you know, my dog's welcome on the couch, but other people's homes, right, their dog is not allowed on the couch, you know?
Yeah. No, it's true. What works, works. And, mm-hmm. you know, and as long as it gets us to helping to love God and love our neighbor better and better every day, then we go with it. If it needs to be changed, then we change it.
All right. Well, with that nugget of wisdom.
And that warning about the zombies.
We'll see you next time. If you've enjoyed Voices of Hope, please rate and review us and share us with your friends. If you have questions for Pastor Pod, please email them to jordan@newhopeprez.org or send us a message on Facebook. And we will see you next time.